Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Well, get ready. We are going to get in shape for summer. Have you looked in the mirror like I have sometimes and go, I think something has slipped. It's gone south for winter, but it's summer now, so we've got to bring ourselves back into shape. Well, my guest, one of my favorite people, is Teresa Tapp. We're going to be talking about how we can stay in shape, and you don't have to feel so exhausted. You can do this. I have been doing her method for 15 minutes a day whenever I can, and it has made such a difference for me. Teresa, you're in Florida. I'm in Virginia, and our studio is in California. Thank God for technology. And
oh my.
I'm so delighted to have you on the show today. Man alive, there's so much we have the opportunity to share with the listeners today. What's been going on in your world?
Oh, my. I just flew in from Phoenix. I was over on Fox TV in Phoenix, and I thought Florida was hot till I learned what dry heat is. They say it's dry heat, but my body was soaking wet after walking from the studio downtown to the Hyatt where I was staying. Whew, boy. But at any rate, thank goodness for air conditioning and bubble bath.
No kidding. I know how you feel.
Well, but I'm back in Florida now.
Oh, yes, back home where you're accustomed to the humidity and the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa, you were on Fox TV. What was it that was the opportunity that you were able to share with other people when you were on the show? You're always on the go. You're affecting the lives of tens of thousands of people through your television and radio interaction and also through the wonderful products, the DVDs and the CDs you have. And we'll talk about that later. But you really have what I feel is a phenomenal working program to stay fit and healthy without stressing the pocketbook, stressing the self, and feeling good about the results that you get. What happened with Fox?
Well, Fox has been good to me. I've been in several Fox stations across the nation, but Phoenix was especially interested in having me share a motivational message on how important movement is, but not all at the same time. How minute moves done throughout the day can produce big results, and how less is sometimes more when you're trying to achieve the ultimate goal. And so I shared a couple minute moves, and they're T-tap muscle activation techniques that you can do while you're standing in line, sitting in a chair, walking through a mall, just any time throughout the day, how you can create internal muscle activation to achieve external results without spending hours at the gym. And they can be easily done in the privacy of your home, a hotel room, a cruise cabin, or a cubicle where you work. And this is all built in. My 15-minute workout, which is in the book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes. But you can actually break this down to little minute moves. I say pick three a day. And Fox said, well, just give us two. And I said, okay, you do these two-minute moves, and in 2 weeks you'll have lost 2 inches.
Now, what body?
An inch off the waist and an inch off the hips easily. And you can look at that news clip if you want. It's at my website at ttap.com. And you don't even have to put the hyphen anymore. That's just ttapp.com. And it was Fox 10 was their channel. But you've done T-Tap, and it just seems so too good to be true that one set of 8 repetitions without weights, without stretchy bands, without jumping can produce such big results. But
That's true. And in fact, when I first met you in New York at the National Publicity Summit, and you said, well, this really works, and I took one look at your figure, and I said, well, this is really cool, but you probably can do it, but I can't. Because there's been so many things I've tried throughout the years, and I'm fairly active physically. But my goodness, I was amazed at the toning that I was able to achieve. Now, there is, again, this information and the demonstration of these exercises. People can go to your website, ttap.com, and they can see that. What I heard about and I saw some pictures of, which just absolutely blew me away, was a young woman who has, and this is just amazing to me, 12 children. Whenever I hear of a woman having that many children, I think, oh my goodness, she's just overwhelmed. She couldn't possibly have time to keep herself the way she would like to, because 12 kids demands a lot of attention, a lot of energy. Tell us about her. We talked about her a little bit on the last show, but wow.
Now we have pictures.
Yes, you have these phenomenal pictures. Tell us what happened with Charlotte.
Well, Charlotte sent in her pictures because I told her her story that she shared on our forums. We have very active message boards where everybody shares their success stories or their frustrations. I mean, everyone has highs and lows and plateaus, but she had shared how in the course of 15 months, she started off first in 60 days, she dropped from a size 22 to a baggy size 14. Now, that's quite a bit in 60 days.
That's
but
incredible.
Then she stayed at that 14 for 3 months, and she said, oh, to keep going, and it didn't seem like my body would budge. 3 months, she continued just doing a 15-minute workout a day, Monday through Friday. And then all of a sudden, it was like her body's metabolism kicked in and said, she's not giving up. So the inches started to melt away, and she went to a 10, to an 8, and her grand total in 15 months, without much change in her diet, she follows what's called the weigh down, which means you just eat when you're hungry and when you're not, you don't. But at any rate, basically it was where she just incorporated movement into her day, and this 15-minute movement workout called T-Tap Basic Plus, and she lost over 100 pounds, 117 inches, no loose skin. She's got her pictures on the website. They're not professional. In fact, one of them, her children are ranging from age 2 to 25. And in one of the pictures, her 7-year-old daughter is in one pant leg, and she's in the other. Her pants that she used to wear, the two of them fit into. Can you believe that? It's
that
amazing.
Amazing. Now, let's talk about something here, because most of the time when you talk about physical fitness, the first question that comes out of someone's mouth is, what kind of a diet should I be on?
Well, that's because everybody wants to diet on, wants to focus on food and a pill.
Mm-hmm.
But movement is the most important factor.
So when, and I haven't dieted at all since I've been using, and I toned up 21 inches overall, which just blew me away. So what you have here is something that enables the body to efficiently utilize its own metabolism, and it will adjust like it did with Charlotte. Now, someone might say, oh, gee whiz, Charlotte is a young woman, I'm in my 60s, or I have a relative who's diabetic, who's in their 70s. They're just not going to want to be bothered with this. They can't possibly get rid of their sagging skin at that age. How are we going to talk about this? Because this really belongs to everyone. Any age doesn't make any difference. Let's address the more mature individual for a moment. How can this help tone up their skin? I mean, most women have baggy arms. Let's face it.
Exactly.
You know, how do you do this so that it doesn't happen that way?
Oh, and this is where I want to stress even more how important it is to eat if you have a mature body. And when I say mature, it's anyone over the age of 50, is because the body starts to change in its cellular structure where it needs to be treated just a little bit better. It needs more nutrients at a cellular basis in order for the cells to repair. Things don't repair as easy. We don't bounce. You know, like when we're children, we fall off a bike, we bounce, we scrape a little knee, we hop up, we go. When we're a little older, we don't bounce and bones break or the bruise is bigger and it takes longer for it to heal. The body needs nutrients to do cellular repair. Okay, so if you diet, which means you restrict calories, and calories are energy units. And the food we intake should also be nutritious food because you need to get nutrients into those cells so that your skin can tighten and tone and get what it needs to build collagen and to repair and rejuvenate. So that means as we get older, the mature body often has cold hands, cold feet.
Mm-hmm.
when you're young, you don't hear about teenagers going, oh, my feet are cold, oh, my hands are cold. No, we start hearing that when we're over the age of 40. Wow, my hands and feet get so cold. And that's because circulation starts to slow down, and the way, and your heart pumps your blood to get to the fingertips and toes. But if you're not moving your body, it stays towards the more vital organs, which is your stomach and your heart and your lungs, so that it can maintain a body that can move and get oxygen. But you need those nutrients that are only carried by the blood. Circulation takes the nutrients into the cell, and movement and breathing deeply while you do movement increases the nutritional flow to the cell, as long as you've got nutrients in the blood from eating well, not diet deprivation, not empty calories or chemical calories. No, as I call it, God-made foods, foods in their natural state, meaning meat, veggies, soups, salads. Not anything that ends in an O's. No Cheetos, Doritos, or anything O's. Okay? It's got to have real food that your body recognizes as the building blocks to repair and rebuild. Now, add to that, as we get a more mature body, our elimination systems start to get sluggish or break down. You don't hear teenagers complain about being constipated. You don't hear teenagers or 20-year-olds saying that their fingers are getting swollen by the end of the day, or their ankles are swelling up, getting what is called edema. That's because as one ages, you don't, if you don't have muscle movement, you can't move the lymphatic system, the lymph fluid. Everywhere you have a circulation blood vessel, you've got a clear vessel that's called the lymphatic vessel of the lymph system that goes to the lymph nodes that takes the trash out. And so the cells have to have nutrients in, but everything that has nutritional in has trash out. Everybody knows with what you eat, what you don't digest and assimilate is going to be eliminated in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens at the cellular basis. So if you don't get nutrients in and move the body, you're not going to get the trash out. So now you're going to get cellular toxicity, which starts to break down the cellular structure, which means your skin starts to lose its tone.
Mm-hmm.
It starts to get over acidic, so you get sores and rashes and skin rashes, and you get shingles, and you get all of these things that you never had when you were in your 20s and 30s. It's because the body has to have the primary principles of digestion, assimilation, and elimination. And that's why TTAP is different than any other workout out there. It's a preventative wellness workout that doesn't just burn calories to melt the sugar and fat off our bodies and to tighten and tone muscles. No, it's designed to rebuild digestion, assimilation, and elimination. People forget that this workout was originally created for cancer patients who had to undergo chemo and radiation that not only kills the bad cancer cells, it kills all the good cells. And then all of a sudden, if you've ever had a friend who's gone through a cancer treatment, they lose their hair, their skin turns gray, they have sores that don't heal, and they have to rebuild everything again. And so that's why this series of muscle movements, the 15-minute workout is only 8 exercises, one set, 8 reps each done in a specific sequence, so that you work the body layer by layer to rebuild digestion, assimilation, elimination, and then the icing on the cake. When you activate muscles, multiple muscles at the same time, 5 to 7, full length from where they attach to one bone to another, it's called the origin to the insertion, you're working the body to develop muscles that act like girdles. They're much more dense. They're long, lean, and dense rather than short with a thick middle, which if you're a bodybuilder, you want those bulges and cuts. But this is more of like a dancer's body. But the muscles that act like spandex cinch in the inches, so you don't see movement on the scale right away, but you don't care. Because what you want is muscle tone that cinches in the inches, smooths out the bulges and bumps, resculpts the body, increases the coloring, your skin gets more pink because the blood flow gets to the surface of the skin. And if the blood flow gets to the surface of the skin can rebuild, tighten, and tone. So you're not just building muscles, you're retoning. That's why Dr. Perricone, who's known as the anti-aging expert, he's the one who told us to eat salmon and blueberries and cantaloupe, and we'd all look 10 years younger. And in his book, the most recent one called The 7 Steps to Longevity and Beauty and Health, the miracle of cellular rejuvenation. He says the only two workouts he would ever do is Qigong and T-Tap, and he uses T-Tap, he says, to build better bone density, more muscles, and to turn back time. Because he says it's the perfect anti-aging workout. So see, people who just diet, they end up with loose hanging skin. Yeah, they'll fit into their clothes, but they sure don't look good when they take the clothes off. With T-Tap, you can feel good in your birthday suit.
I think that what I have noticed, and I'll just speak for myself, and for some people that I've interacted with that have been using your method for the past few months, the biggest surprise to them is when they get on the scale, they haven't seen a change in the scale number. It hasn't gone down at all. It hasn't gone up, but it hasn't gone down. But yet they are feeling looser. You know, the clothing is feeling looser. But something that I really am very impressed with is the fact that it affects the blood sugar in a very positive way. And it is such a common malady today, diabetes. Just since I've been on this business trip, I have not had one day that I have been on this business trip that I have not encountered someone that has talked about dealing with diabetes. There was someone that was experiencing vertigo, and it was because their blood sugar was too high. And I look at this, and I will begin a discussion if I have the opportunity. They all know about the diet. They all know about the stuff they're supposed to do, but not one of them, not one of them consider exercise being of a benefit for this. Address this, because I know we have listeners that have diabetes, and the results with using T-Tap and those people that have had diabetes has been just marvelous. It really benefits the body. This is so significant because they talk about this being an epidemic, Teresa, and I'm sure you encounter it every day as well.
Oh, yes. And you know, it's like my genetic heritage, many people in my family, both sides, have type 2 diabetes, primarily due to the Native American heritage. I mean, a lot, if you look at genetics, it's usually the Afro-American, the Hispanic, and the Native American, and it deals with pancreatic function. And for some reason, those genetic mixes have a little bit more problems with how the body processes excess sugar in the blood, glucose, and the insulin reactors. But I've been able to control it, and you hear it, with type 2 is supposed to be controlled by diet, and what I like to say, by movement. Because I don't always follow a perfect diet. I like my sugar and my red wine and my desserts. But I know how to move and how to move the body, and it's built into T-Tap. Any type of exercise is going to benefit anybody who's trying to keep type 2 diabetes at bay. I mean, T-Tap's not the only exercise program out there. What makes T-Tap a little different is it's more than a workout. It's understanding how to activate your muscles while you work out so that you get more benefit from it. So you can apply T-Tap to your just daily walk outdoors and make it more effective. But the reason why it's so profound in lowering cholesterol and blood sugar, resting glucose, okay, is the sequence of movements and the way I have you activate multiple muscles at the same time. And it's hard to explain visually. I can explain it a little bit by talking to somebody over the phone or over the radio. But once you feel it, once you do this way of moving the muscles, you can feel the difference. So, like, for instance, everyone listening to us right now, if you're not driving a car, just to give you an idea, multiple muscles, let's just everyone either sit at the edge of your chair or stand up, okay? And I want most people get tense in their shoulders throughout the day from shoulder tension. I say, best thing to do is shoulder rolls back. Let's just do four back and tune in kinetically, meaning tune in to how your muscles feel when you're having your shoulders roll up and back four times, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get ready. Ready? Begin. Shoulder roll up and back. Two and back. Really reach up to those ears and back. That's three. Once more up and it's back. That's four. Now let's do it the T-Tap way. Number one, I want you to make sure that your palms are facing forward. You might have had them facing to the middle of your body or to the back. But when you do shoulder rolls the T-Tap way, I want you to stretch your fingers wide like a jazz hand. We're all Bob Fosse Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Stretch the fingers. that increases mind-to-muscle nerve transmission from your brain to your fingertip. Okay, so you stretched them. Now I want you to lift your ribs. Keep the ribs up while you do the shoulder roll, and that activates more muscles that go to the spine and opens up the lungs and activates those tummy muscles just by keeping the ribs up, better posture. Now I want you to stretch the fingers, but turn your thumbs to the back wall as best as you can. You'll feel your shoulder roll, your roll to the back, to feel how it activates more muscles from your shoulder to your middle of your back. Now keep the fingers stretched. Keep them down. Keep the thumbs back. Inhale real big. Keep those ribs up as you exhale. Now do full shoulder rolls without changing anything. Fingers are stretched and back. Here we go. Up and back. I can hear the crack and crunch through the radio waves. Up, keep those fingers stretched and keep ribs up. And one more time, and back. Feel how much more activation of muscles goes from the shoulder to the spine, up to the neck, through the middle of the back. You increase the mind-to-muscle nerve transmission, which also takes the blood circulation, because every time a nerve transmits, the blood flow goes right along with it, to your fingertips. So you're getting more nutrients in down the whole arm, as well as the shoulder to the neck. And then when you stretched your thumb and twisted it back, you activate it more intense from the shoulder to the middle of the back. And then in the basic T-tap stance, I then take the body alignment even further, because body alignment's important while you move muscles, so that while your ribs are up and your shoulders are back, you also keep your toes forward and your tailbone tucked under. I always call it bend it, tuck it, lift it. Bend the knees, tuck that tail, meaning tuck butt, lift ribs, and knees are out, everything gets activated, and then you start moving the muscles. So if you activate more, it takes more glucose to create that muscle activation. Then while you do full range of motion, not only are you burning more calories and using more fuel, you're developing more muscle density. And then when you're not exercising, your muscles are much more active at rest, not muscle mass. We're not talking bulk here. We're talking long and lean but dense, and it needs more sugar to maintain its activity because muscles at rest use sugar. Once you've expensed the glucose, then your body starts to use fat. And our brains need fat. That's why we don't want to cut out all fat. Our bodies need fat for fuel as much as it needs sugar, but what we do is we don't do enough movement, and so we get excess sugar in the blood. So the way just throughout the day, if you think ribs up, that's our tip for the day. Ribs up. As soon as you do ribs up, I didn't say stick your chest out and pull your shoulders back. No, I just want you just feel when you lift your ribs, your lats, the muscles along the sides of your back, activate. Well, those muscles are from your shoulder fanning down to the middle of your back all the way down to the lower mid-back. And so if you keep ribs up, you activate all those muscles, all those layers that activate from the shoulder to the spine, and so that keeps your glucose in check from your blood. And the other part, when you get into the second half of T-tap workout, you work even more core muscles with balance. And all of the muscles along your spine, those are your involuntary muscles. So you always have to stand upright against gravity. We get used to it. Think about the first time when kids start to walk, they kind of wobble.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually we get the muscle strength to hold it and we can just walk. Well, if you watch seniors, the mature body, they start to wobble again.
Mm-hmm.
They lose the core balance and they start to go wobble instead of just left, right, alternating their arms and legs, because the body starts to regress back down, and then they start to hunch over and curl back down much like the toddler. But with T-tap, because you work all of the muscles, it's so focused on the spine, I call that spinal density, that involuntary muscle. You don't think ribs up to stand, you just automatically stand tall. That's your resting glucose utilization rate. Everyone wants to talk about metabolic rate. More muscle, higher metabolism. And then you hear how we get metabolic syndrome as the more mature as we age, our metabolism lowers. We need more muscle, got to do weight training. You can build just as much muscle, if not more, as well as bone density, if not more, without weights if you use T-tap muscle activation techniques. Because you have to tug on the bone and use the muscle density so that you get strength, not just bulk. And T-tap builds strength and flexibility. So now you're getting the core density. So throughout the day, your body is an optimal glucose-burning machine. So now you don't overload the blood, so you can eat your carbohydrates, including the pastas and the bread, without overloading your body to convert them into fat. And keep the curve, but keep your curves smooth. I always tell people, don't worry about what clothing size you wear. You know, some of us are made to be size 12, and some of us have the framework to be a size 6 or 8. But you know what? As long as whatever size you are, if it's all smooth and not all lumpy and saggy, who cares what size it is? If you look good in the clothes and have that nice, smooth silhouette. And that's what TTAP will give you. But if you keep doing your muscle activation, sneaking it in throughout the day, or trying to fit your 15-minute workout 3 times a week, you can maintain your shape, your health, your wellness, your energy, and your skin tone. I'm always saying, yes, you can. It's never too late. We just had an 89-year-old woman so excited that she lost 6 inches this past week and gained an inch in height because she could stand tall. And she's feeling the energy. She says, I think I dropped 10 years. You can turn back time with TTAP. I really believe it.
Old.
89.
See, and that's so important. And one of the things that happens, and they talk about women, but this happens with men too, there is the bone density problem. And, of course, we've addressed that a little bit. But, Teresa, we need to know about your website and give us a few details. Your DVDs are marvelous. I have recommended them to so many people. And because my travel schedule is going to be increasing, I'm going to get myself a portable DVD player so I can take mine with me wherever I go. My computer went on the fritz, so I've really missed having your DVD with me because it's just great to have that visual image of wellness and to be able to follow you with the routine, whether it's a 15-minute or whatever. But people need to know that there are options. If anyone who is listening has had any kind of physical disability, just before we went on air, I was talking with someone that has a shoulder problem, and they had a bad fall. This person is in their 70s, and they injured their shoulder, and I said, you've got to know about TTAP. So how can people find out about this? It's through your website, TTAP.com. But what
Correct.
Else can you share with me?
Well, I'm going to do something really special. With it being summer, and most people then are out walking early in the morning or wanting to learn these little secrets to get in, because on the TTAP.com website, we have several try before you buy exercises with free downloads of video or printouts of exercises that you can try. There's over 1,800 pages with so many different information. But what I'm going to do today is I have a 90-minute seminar that teaches 8 exercises within it, as well as all of the how and why of TTAP. Right now on the website, it's on half price, $10 in free shipping. But you know what? If any of your listeners right now, and I'm going to extend it for the whole month of June, all they have to do is send you, or you can have them send it to me, their name and address, and I'll mail it to them for free.
Oh, my goodness, Teresa, that is awesome. Okay.
Everybody deserves to know how to look and feel better, and my message is not about trying to sell a whole bunch of videos. It never has been, but I do want to motivate people that it's never too late and motivate them to want to move their body, not just to lose weight, but to move their body so it looks and feels better. And you can learn everything right in that Yes You Can seminar where I go all through the basics. And so you send your name and the postal address. They can either send it to you and you forward it to me, or they can send it to me. How would you like to do it?
Well, whichever way works best, go to TTAP.com. You can send a request directly to Teresa via email on her website, or you can contact me, Donna, at Delphi International. Teresa, we are out of time, and there's so much more we could talk about, but thank you so much for being with us today. And remember, go to her website, TTAP.com. I am so excited about this, and I'm not saying it as hype, ladies and gentlemen. I really mean it. I use it almost on a daily basis, even when I'm traveling, because it's easy, it's convenient, only 8 reps, and I have seen a difference, and I'm looking forward to that day when I'm going to be toned the way I want to be. Teresa, thanks so much, and have continued success in everything you do.
Thank you so much, Donna, and thanks to everyone out there listening and sharing. Remember, yes, you can. Never too early, never too late.
Right. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't forget, TTAP.com. She's got that free offer for you. send her an email. She's not going to charge you for anything. She wants you to have this information. Grab it. Do it. This is the perfect time to begin. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We're going to be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on BBSRadio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Welcome, 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 and I want you to know that telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here are the telephone numbers to call in to 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Now remember, if you are a first-time listener, I want to say thank you for joining us today. I'm so delighted to have you here. Also, if you wonder what I'm talking about, I'm an intuitive, I'm a psychic, and you are welcome to give me a buzz. And what I do is get your first name or your initial, and I love to know what part of the country or the world you're calling from. And then I give you my mental impressions, and of course after that you're welcome to ask me anything that you like. So again, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, 530-876-3222. Well, yesterday I had shared with you some information about signs of the zodiac for the summer, so I'll be getting to that in a few minutes, but what I wanted to do, when you're on the road like I am, many times you think, gee, I wish I could bring a pet with me. Well, with my schedule, when I'm on the road traveling, that's not something I would consider. But if it's something you're going to be doing, keep in mind when you're traveling with your animals, of course, they are family to you, and you want to be sure that you take good care of them. Before you get them into that RV or to the into the vehicle, whatever you are going to be driving around, the traveling around the country in, you want to make sure that your animal is prepared with their vaccinations, and if they have any dietary or health concerns that need to be paid attention to, you want to be able to do that before you even go on the trip. You want to be prepared. You also may want to consider having a picture ID information on the animal in case something should happen or they get lost. Lots of times when people are traveling, they don't remember that when they're on the road, there's new smells, there are all kinds of conditions that if an animal is out in it, they may just take off. Well, of course, having that ID that is put underneath the skin, I know we did that with our Scotties, we have that identification so that if any animal is lost, if someone picks them up, takes them to the, you know, the animal rescue unit, whatever it might be, the local humane society, they can be scanned and the information and contact details are right there inside the animal. And I think that that is wonderful. Remember, always keep their tags on them too. You want to not just assume that everything is going to be hunky-dory. When I've been traveling this past week, I've noticed a number of people with animals not really paying attention to this. You have to be aware sometimes animals can get spooked. So you want to make sure that, one, they're properly identified, and, two, that you have a photo ID in case you need to use it. Also, again, I've mentioned the collar. I cannot emphasize that enough. You keep their collars on them. You want to make sure you have a first aid kit. You want to have their current medications, plenty of water, and plenty of food. And often with animals that are traveling, dependent on the animal that you have with you. I know with my dogs, usually they don't want to eat so much. They'll eat a little bit. They're so excited about everything that's going on around them. So you want to be thoughtful about the type of food that you feed them. And if they prefer having lighter amounts of food, don't be worried about that. More than anything, they need to be hydrated. Also, remember to bring the blankets or those things that they are accustomed to at home. It makes a difference. Our Scotties just love to travel anywhere and everywhere, and I'm sure your animals do too. But again, dependent on the temperament of the animal, you have to remember lots of areas of country. Teresa was just talking about Arizona. It's scalding hot. Here in the southern area of the United States, it is very, very warm, very, very humid. Do not leave your animals in a vehicle unless it does have air conditioning. And you've got to be aware of that. Just parking under a tree in the shade, that's not going to cut it. If you're in an area where it's really hot, remember the internal temperatures of a vehicle get to be extremely hot, and within 10 minutes, they can actually become violently, violently ill. I know. I've had a dog that happened to many years ago. Also, if you're going to be traveling with them by air, try to remember non-stop flights. Lots of animals don't like the flying experience. They get traumatized by it to a good degree. So when it's a non-stop flight, that's an advantage. Also, you might want to get a seat harness for your dog and or your cat. If you have a ferret, you might want one for them too, if they have them. But you, for dogs or cats, you might want to have a seat harness and or a well-ventilated crate for the animal. That is extremely important. And as I mentioned, be sure to have plenty of water, because traveling is such a wonderful, wonderful experience. But so often we forget that our needs to be hydrated, not just for our animals, but for ourselves, are extremely important. I know here being in the southern area of the United States, even with the humidity, I have been astonished at how quickly I have dehydrated. Even though I'm in an air-conditioned vehicle and we're driving for hours at a time, you still dehydrate, so you need to remember that. Also, here are a few other travel tips that maybe you will enjoy. If you're traveling, oh, I know, you just like us, you're finding that the gas bills are higher. Here in the southern area of the United States, it's under $4 a gallon. Back in the Seattle area, it's almost $5 a gallon, so it all depends on where you are. But there's a lot of things that you can do that don't have to cost you a whole bunch of money. You might be able to save on accommodations, and if you're a person that likes to pitch a tent or book a cabin in the woods, we can save a lot of money doing that, cooking your own food. Also, the YMCA has family camps. There's different dude ranches that offer modest lodging. If you really check around, your summer can be absolutely wonderful. You can save on the cost of your lodging, and that would go in for your gasoline, depending on where you want to go. Also, you might want to consider swapping a home with someone, maybe a close friend, a relative, but there are also these clubs that you can become a member of, and if you wanted to go to someplace in Europe, someplace in the United States, anywhere in the world, there are those people that are members, and they open up their home to you, so they can use your home and you can use their home. I've known some people that have done that. It saved them lots of money. They've had beautiful environments that they've been able to enjoy, and it has just been so cost-effective for them. You'll be exploring a whole new level of life experience that can be Wonderful. Now, here are a couple of websites that you can go to if you're trying to book a last-minute travel special. This information was made available to me, so I'm passing it along to all of you who are listening because I know you are web techies and you're just comfortable with this. Travelzoo.com, lastminute.com, lastminute.com, and lickitytrip.com. That's L-I-C-K-E-T-Y trip.com. They will be able to make you aware of things, especially if you're booking at the last minute. Also, you can go to tripadvisor.com to read reviews on places that you're planning on going to and just find out about what's going on in local areas that you might want to visit. Also, don't be afraid to make use of discounts. You know, if you're a senior citizen, if you're a AAA member, if you're a member of the military, veterans, there are all kinds of deals that can be made available for hotels, all kinds of things. All you need to do is check them out and be sure to ask, do you have discounts if you're a senior citizen, a AAA member, Costco member, whatever. It's amazing. There's all kinds of things out there, but if you don't ask, you don't get. Also, another trip suggestion is if you're going to be booking hotels and motels, dependent on where you're going, sometimes places are cheaper on the weekends than they are during the week. And this has been something that when I discovered it as a business traveler, it saved me quite a bit of money because I might be able to book my time differently. So just tuck that away in the memory. And when you're calling any of the hotels, say, do you have special weekend rates? Do you have special packages? It all depends on how much time you're going to need. Also, if you're planning for a trip and you're concerned about the cost of gasoline, well, why not start looking now at how you can cut back on your own expenses and for maybe the next month or two, put the money you don't spend on certain items, and if you've got a family, just make it a lot of fun. Say, how can we save money so that we can have this $500, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 to travel with? And look at how you can cut costs. Maybe give up your lattes, maybe do certain things where you are able, instead of putting money into something else, like going to the movies, maybe instead you rent a DVD for a buck, and you say, well, I'm saving the $7 that I'd spend on the movie every week, or the 14 or whatever it is you'd normally spend, then put that into that vacation money jar, and it'll tally up so quickly. And if you're going to take your pet that I was talking about earlier, you can check out pet-friendly hotels, and there are a lot of them. People love their animals, and there's many different facilities. But believe me, you've got to check early enough, and if you can book in advance, you will save a lot of money. We were in Charlottesville, Virginia, just yesterday, and what we noticed were how many of the facilities around were already booked, or when people would come in, they'd come in later in the afternoon, and a lot of these places were already booked up because people are traveling. They're on the road. So be aware, if you know your destination, try to book your reservations in advance. That will save you money. It will save you stress. It will save you time. And don't forget to get that confirmation number. We're going to be taking a break for just a moment. Telephone lines are open if you would like to chat with me. Here are the numbers to call in, 2-877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. When we come back, those of you that are born under the sign of Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius, well, I have got a summer prediction for you, so don't go away. We're coming right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. And again, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. We've got a caller on the line waiting. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Erica from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, hon. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your name.
Erica.
Erica. Erica, I'll tell you, just from what my guest today, Teresa, was saying about Arizona, you must be percolating down there big time.
Well,
my goodness. I can remember being in Arizona. I don't recall what city it was in, and it was 115 degrees. And I felt like when I got off the plane that I'd walked into a wall of solid heat. Unbelievable. Okay, Erica. First thing that is coming into my mind here is a setback. And when I look at the setback, I feel as if my breath has been knocked out of me. And it's like it's not expected, and I'm going, whoa. And so it's as if I'm watching you suck in your breath, and you're saying, how do I respond to this setback? And I want to say, hold your breath for just a little bit. Let it out easily and slowly, because it's all going to work out. What seems to be a setback is necessary because something is being brought to the top surface of observation. If it were not brought out the way it is going to be brought out, if it were brought out at a later time, it would knock you for a loop. You might totally lose your bearings. But because whatever this is associated with has not been in motion and movement of activity for very long, then you're going to be able to go through a very quick thinking process, and by the time you sort of get yourself together, you're going to say, all right, let's look at some options here. What can we work with? How can we make adjustments? It is going to be very opportune, but it is not going to be expected. It is going to be involving two, possibly three other people. And I think what is happening here, Erica, is a miscommunication. The miscommunication occurs because these other individuals have pictures in their mind that fit with what their perception is. So I think whatever this is involving, you may have to go back to square one to be very clear about what needs to be understood. Then make sure that you ask them that they if they understand what you're trying to get across to them. If they don't, then you need to figure out how you redirect your information, reframe it probably is a better way to say it, so that they will get what you're trying to accomplish. And that's going to serve you well. It's teaching you also how important clarity in communication is. So this, though it's a setback, whatever this is relating to, it is going to prove to be a tremendous advantage to you. The key is, don't let your emotions get in the way, keep your cool, and then go back to square one so that clarity is where it is supposed to be. What's your question for me today?
Well, I just finished filling out a form, and it's an application for a grant money, and I'm wondering if what you're talking about is, because I just submitted it, and I'm wondering if that's tying into what I just completed.
It might be. Did you have anyone you were able to work with on this grant?
Yes.
Good. There could be something that's associated with this. And I think that that being the case, you'd need to go in and talk to whoever would have, let's say, maybe rejected it, whoever the people are, and ask them, what was it about the grant that to them deemed that it may not be correctly described? What is it that you could have done better?
Because you're picking up that it is rejected.
I would think that there's going to be a setback with it, yes.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean you cannot resubmit it. It just means you have to find out where the communication needs to be improved. And let's face it, you can have all kinds of stuff in your head, but putting it down on a piece of paper with clarity so that they get the picture that you're trying to convey to them, that's very important.
Yeah.
That's very important. And remember, people have their experiences and their mindsets. So when I'm saying this to you, don't get down in the mouth about it. I don't want you to go there. I want you to ask yourself, is there the clarity? Should there be any questions? There's obviously going to be some kind of a communication here that is going to be relative to what you're doing. And then you need to ask them, where do they feel that you were not clear enough in what you were trying to express? And you also have to keep in mind that you're not the only person that's putting in a grant, but what I'm seeing you wanting the grant money for, not many people would have applied for. So you have got actually an advantage that a lot of people don't have.
Well, it puts me out of the running because the deadline is within a few hours, so I'm not going to have another opportunity to reapply until, you know, another year. And that's okay. I mean, I can let it
mm-hmm.
go.
But I would talk to the people. Just know it's all right. Don't worry about it. If there is a clarity that needs to be made, then find out how it should be done.
Yeah. What do you pick up on my personal finances? I'm coming to the end of the month and to the beginning of next month, and that brings up a lot of financial obligations.
Well, you need to look at those obligations, and you need to understand you've got a stability here, and just be open to the opportunity that will allow you to maintain the stability that you have. So there are going to be some options that you're going to be able to consider that will bring the money to you that you desire. So don't close the door to anything. You're learning a lot about flexibility, a great deal about flexibility.
So you see the next couple of weeks being okay?
Yes, I'm seeing you stable.
Great.
I'm running out of time, dear. I'm going to have to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Erica. This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be, well, my goodness, we're going to be all through in just a minute or so. So I want to be sure to remind you, if you have a special story, a special idea, I realize I will not have responded to some of you, and that's because I'm on the road. My computer is in the repair shop again, so we haven't been able to carry a portable one with us on this trip, but that's okay. I'll be back in the office on the 24th, and I'll be able to do a catch-up then. Remember always to send me an email to donna@delphiinternational.com, and just know that all of the shows are archived, and you can hear them again right here on bbsradio.com. You're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. I want you to enjoy that position of power. It's a great place to be because you're the boss of how you think, how you feel, and what you want to really do with your life. Take that position of director. Enjoy it. We'll be back tomorrow talking about... Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.